it's certainly a gender issue, because we know from statistics, we know from research and history that women and children have a significant negative impact when disasters strike with respect to both death and injury in those situations.
Why is that?
Women and children are often at home or in a school setting that makes them vulnerable in terms of when disaster strikes. They're often alone and unable to get help on their own. We also know that women and children often live in vulnerable situations, situations of poverty, where we know that conditions, housing conditions, conditions in the communities are not as always structured or supportive of women or people in vulnerable positions. It could be people with disabilities as well, people that are living in conditions that are less secure and safe than we'd see in other settings.
Is there any evidence that women want to be more involved in the making of disaster risk reduction policies?
Absolutely. We're seeing large movements across the world. A good example would be last year in Japan, we saw in developing the Sendai framework, significant movement at the grassroots level with women taking on leadership roles to actually try to be empowered with respect to saving themselves and their children when disaster strikes. We also see grassroots women who are working to advance women's lives in community settings. A group I met with recently called Groots, who work internationally to try to better the lives of women, both in terms of living in the community, but also with respect to being able to respond when disaster strikes.
What more can be done to get women involved in this conversation?
Women need to be empowered and women need to take action themselves, but we also need to, from both a government perspective, at the local, regional, and national levels, support women in terms of being empowered and giving them the space and the time to hear their voice and the tables to be able to come forward and actually hear what they have to say and support them in their efforts to move forward on planning with respect to disaster risk reduction and emergency management.
A new agreement was made in Asunción. It's called the Declaration of Asunción. Does that do anything for women?
I think it absolutely does. It actually strengthens their voice at the table. It gives them a place to actually come to the table to have their voices heard. And beyond women, it's also about women and their children and how that they can move forward with respect to making sure that people in positions of power and authority are able to develop a policy framework and guidelines and strategies that support women on those very issues, the poverty issues, the economic issues, the housing, the safety and security in the community kinds of issues that are so important with respect to how they're impacted.